The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number on this Tuesday afternoon is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to go to the phones, and I've got Sharon in Westerville on the line. Sharon, welcome. Thank you for joining me, and you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to speak to the Palestinian protesters. Several times I have tuned in to the Columbus City Council sessions on television, and have been met with, many Palestinian protesters, I call them protesters, who've been given an opportunity to speak. They always seem to have a balcony full of supporters who yell and shout, and most of the time it's about, you know, the genocide that's happening in Israel. And it really bothers me that they are allowed to continually come in front of this body to express those things that really our city council has nothing to do with. And in fact, Shannon Harden, the president, or council chairperson president, has even told them that, you know, that he doesn't know what we can do for them. And it just bothers me that they're given this audience, that they're, they're allowing, that the council is allowing them to rail against Israel. So would you speak to that, please?
Harvard. Harvard's been in the news a lot today. A large student group at Harvard has threatened a hunger strike unless Israel declares a ceasefire in Gaza. And Sharon, I thought, you're kidding me. Students at Harvard are going to go on a hunger strike until Israel declares a ceasefire in Gaza. Does anybody in their right mind really think that the government of Israel is concerned at all about 30 or 40 students at Harvard University who say, we're not going to eat until we get what we want? And it's the same thing with these people who are protesting in Columbus City Hall. What influence does Columbus City Council have on the nation of Israel or on Hamas or on the government of the Palestinians? None. But Sharon, let me tell you why city council allows it. I can answer it in one word: fear. They're scared to death of the radical Palestinians and what they might do. They are frightened to death. Columbus, unless this has changed recently, Columbus has the second largest Somali population in all of America. I think the Minneapolis area is number one. I believe Columbus is number two.
Yes.
And the city governments here in Columbus and in Minneapolis are scared spitless of the Muslim community because they're afraid of what they might do if they in any way offend them. Because look around the world at what happens when someone offends radical Muslims. And so it's complete fear, Sharon. They will not kick them out of the chambers. They will not discipline them. They will not arrest them. They are frightened of them. If those were pro-life people, screaming, yelling, shouting, hanging banners over the balcony of Columbus City Council, Sharon, you know exactly what would happen to pro-life people. They would be arrested, hauled off, kicked out of chambers and told, don't you ever come back again until you learn how to behave yourself. But it's not happening with the radical Muslims.
It's frightening. I mean, I'm frightened when I hear that. I'm not able to do this, but it makes me want to go down there with a group of believers and just start shouting about why Israel is doing what it's doing, why we should be supporting Israel. And I thought, you know, then that's just adding fuel to the fire.
It is. Screaming, yelling, shouting accomplishes nothing no matter whose side you're on. It doesn't accomplish anything.
No, but it's really disheartening and it's a little scary that they're allowed to do this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Sharon. Thanks. Appreciate the call. I've said this many times before, so please forgive the repetition, but we have new people joining the program all the time. And so let me just get this out because it's really important to notice this. We here in America welcome immigrants who come here legally. This is a country that has traditionally welcomed all kinds of people. So why is there a danger with the Islamic community, and may I say particularly the Somali community? What's the difference? Because when Italians came to America by the thousands, the parents told their children, we appreciate our Italian heritage, but we are now Americans. You will learn English. You will become a part of the culture. We will assimilate. We love America. We will salute the flag. We are grateful to God that we have the opportunity to be here in America. The same with Asians, the same with the Irish who came here, you know, during the potato famine and all of that. You talk about almost any ethnic group that has come to America historically, their major goal was to become an American. Yeah, they have their Italian festival. They dress up and they do that. They're proud of their heritage, but they're Americans and they assimilated. That is not true of many of the Muslim communities, particularly the Somali community. They have no desire whatsoever to become Americans. They want all the benefits. They want all the privileges of living in America, but they don't want to be Americans. They want to establish Somalia here in America. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want to dress in a Western manner. They don't want to take on the customs of America. They have no desire to do that whatsoever. They want to remain absolutely separate while taking advantage of all of the privileges of being in America without any of the responsibility. That is the difference now between what's going on in America today, particularly in the Muslim community, and what has happened for over 200 years here in America. We are known as the melting pot. Out of many, one. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. That's not the case with not all, but many in the Muslim community, and may I say again, particularly the Somali community. They have no desire for out of many, one people. We're all Americans. It's just not the case. And that, if allowed to grow unchecked, is a recipe for disaster. You don't believe me? Check out Germany, France, and any number of other countries that have allowed radical Muslims to come into their country without any desire to assimilate into their country. France thought they were showing the world how compassionate they were by opening the doors to Muslim refugees. France is now trying to turn back time. Germany, the same thing. They will not allow women to wear the hijab on their driver's license and other identification. They won't allow it. You can't do it. That's certainly not true in America. It's completely different, but it's similar. America is far, 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 far behind the rest of the world when it comes to the whole transgenderism thing. The rest of the world has had an awakening. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We made a terrible mistake. We're reversing course. Much of Europe and even Scandinavia concerning Islam coming into their country have had an awakening and said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We were wrong, and now we've got to turn back the tide. Not America, because the liberal political left is pandering to that portion of the population because they feel they need that to stay in control. Look no further than Dearborn, Michigan, and what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan. Death to America, death to Israel. Any condemnation from the White House? No. All right. If you want to continue that discussion, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Otherwise, we'll move on to other things. Some goofiness out of California when we return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my home state of California just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I had enough sense to leave. For many years, I had this somewhat secret desire to go back to California, where I was raised. Joy and I would go out and visit my family. We usually went out at Christmas time, and we would go out, and I would drive around the old neighborhood, and we would go out in the wintertime. The weather was beautiful and wonderful, and I would think, oh, my goodness, I'd love to move back out here. No more. I don't have any desire to move back to California anymore. I just don't. The leftists have absolutely destroyed, I think, the most wonderful state in the union. Well, yeah, better than Florida. If it were not for the leftists in control, California would be the ideal place to live. I mean, actually, California is like five different states. You got the desert. You've got the San Diego area, which is just gorgeous. You got the L.A. area. You have the San Francisco area, which is totally, completely different from L.A. or San Diego. And then you've got the giant redwoods. You've got the forest. You've got Northern California, which is absolutely, totally different from the deserts. If it were not for the leftists, California would just be a great place to live, but they've destroyed it. And they're just goofy in doing it. Here is the latest. And of course, the liberal progressive left is all about staying in power. We got to stay in power. Well, how do you stay in power? You promise people free stuff. Elect us, we will give you free stuff. We'll give you more free stuff than they will. Well, anyway, and that's one of the reasons why they're pushing this reparations nonsense. And it is nonsense. It really is. And by the way, if you're a Christian, if you love the Bible, you cannot support reparations. It's absolutely unbiblical. It is antithetical to the Bible. And I've dealt with that before. I'm not going to get into it today. But anyway, California is determined to talk about reparations. Why? So that black people will continue to vote for the leftists. Now, black people, like white people and every other people, know that the leftists have absolutely destroyed the state. They know that, but they might give us free stuff. And so they are pursuing reparations in California. And the California Senate Judiciary Committee just approved a bill. You ready for this? That will create a brand new state agency. Now, they're already going bankrupt. They're billions and billions of dollars in debt in California. They can't meet budget. And they've already admitted we can't afford to pay reparations. So what do? They create a whole new state agency, which will cost millions and millions of dollars. Now, what is the purpose of the state agency? Well, it will implement the state's reparations task force and determine which individuals qualify as descendants of American slaves. In other words, they are creating a genealogy office. A genealogy office. And here's where it gets entertaining. They are discovering that when they go into the genealogy to find out who are really descendants of slaves, a whole lot of white people, a whole lot of white people can trace their genealogy to slavery. So in other words, if they start paying out reparations, a whole lot of white people are going to be paid reparations. That's going to go over big.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.